It's KFC Radio. This episode is brought to you by Upside. I got my man Josh Wolf in the building. He flew out from the West Coast. He should be using Upside. It's the best and easiest way to travel. Here's why I love it. Every time you buy a trip at Upside, you save a ton of money, and they give you Amazon gift cards worth $100, $200, even $300 every time. So you just book flights, book your travel, and they just give you money. I don't know why they do it. Sounds pretty silly to me, but it sounds good. What they do is they bundle all the flights and hotel together for one low price. So it saves money, especially if you're doing business travel. And you get these Amazon gift cards, which is straight cash, homie. If you're flying for work all the time, this is a no-brainer. And you still get all of your own personal miles. So you'd be crazy not to check it out. It's upside.com. And in just 3 minutes, you can see how much money you can save buying your flights and hotel together for one low price. Here's how it works. Go to upside.com, use the promo code KFC, and you're guaranteed to get at least a $200 Amazon gift card for your first trip. How do you not do it? It's a no-brainer. Save big on travel. Get a big gift card every trip. It's nice and easy, all in one spot. Upside.com. Minimum purchase is required. See site for details. Promo code KFC. My man Josh Wolf is in the building, and he is exceptionally stoned.
I mean, it's not that bad.
You look like you're super high.
Well. I wouldn't know. See, I don't have a good, like, high radar.
You don't see how high those eyes are?
Not really.
No, I'm just smiling at you, dude. Yeah.
You look pretty high.
I do.
You're pretty stoned.
I mean.
But you're professionally stoned.
Yeah, so you're one of those people, right?
What does that mean? Like functionally high?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I know how to dose myself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Microdosing.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Well, also, I'm smart about it. Like, when I go into my weed store. If I know I want to go grocery shopping later, I'll say, "Do you have some grocery store weed?" And that is just weed that I'm just high enough to go to the grocery store without buying everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They go, "You're gonna want this." Yeah, a little
bit. That should be like what the strain is called. Like,
yeah,
let me get that grocery store, man.
But you just figure it out. You know, trial and error, dude. You know, they weren't all winners.
Well, you texted me before you came, and you were like, "I." Out of habit, I wrapped up whatever I was filming, and I was about to pop my edible, and I was like, thank God I didn't, because I would be really high. And then you walked in still significantly high.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, like, next time, just do it all, and it'll be a much funnier episode.
Well, that's what I did. Yeah.
You did take it.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is after the edible. Okay,
Yeah. No, yeah, this is after the – what did you think was happening?
Well, you specifically texted me saying you didn't take the edible.
Well, then I just texted you right after, and I said, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Correction.
I hope I sent that. I don't know. Maybe it happened before. My phone ran out of batteries. And here's what's happening. Let me just ask. I haven't walked a whole lot in the city. But when I got to, like, 27th, right, I go, I'm at 33 West 27th. Oh, 15 must be right there. 33A, 33B, 33C, 33D, Broadway. I'm like, what the? It was like 15 was four blocks later after 30. I was like, how was 15 four blocks after 30?
You're so high, Josh.
It's like, what is going on?
I don't understand the word.
You didn't understand what I meant?
I did.
Why is that?
I guess I just have a high mind because I don't even smoke, but I'm with you. I'm following you along every step of the way here.
Why is that? Why? There's so many buildings.
How do these numbers work, man?
No, dude. I'm just saying there's a lot of buildings between 30 and 15. More than 15.
That's
still
like, even isn't our address still like,
yes, there are a lot of them.
You know why? It's because we're on one side of Fifth Avenue, and it's where it splits into East and West. So you must have been walking on the wrong side, right?
Oh.
I'm guessing, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, you know what's going to happen?
Until the fucking thing shows up.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. When I leave here, I'm going to take a right. And I'm going to count how many buildings there are.
Until you get to 33.
Until I get to 33. I'm going to text you.
You do that.
Unless
it's like
I
four
look
apartments.
At it and it's like four and I feel like an asshole and I'm not going to text you.
You are basically a professional high walker at this point, though.
Yeah.
You do on your Twitter, at Josh Wolf Comedy, you do these high walks and you just live tweet. You're walking around wherever you may be high.
Yeah.
And it is bizarrely entertaining. Mm-hmm. I look forward to your live tweets of you walking around, and you'll just be like, just saw a dog, and it kind of scared me when it barked. And I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm very entertained right
now. Yeah, I don't know how I started doing – yes, I do. I got high one night, and I thought I was sending jokes to myself.
And you were tweeting.
I was tweeting.
Ha! That's
and then,
great.
So people were like, are you high? And I was like, yeah, how did you know that?
Certainly am.
So I was like, oh, that was kind of fun.
I feel like maybe you're not a functional high person.
Why do you say that? I am here. You know what I mean?
I made it.
I was lost. I didn't remember the address. My phone ran out of batteries, which is not great. But I found
that
it
went
here.
Wrong as your high.
What's that?
You just named like 9 things.
Yeah, but it ended up in the exact.
You made it, bro.
Early. Early, motherfucker. Early. I didn't just make it. I put my feet up, Jack. You know what I mean? I came in. I was like, I'm here. Yeah.
That is such an amateur move, though, to like walk anywhere in New York City without an external battery.
Yeah.
I will say.
It was definite. And walking in New York is a skill in of itself.
You need to do it consistently to really be able to.
Yeah, and you better be able to keep a certain clip. Don't be the guy who slows down.
Oh, man. I would probably hate walking around the city with you, dude.
I think walking.
Like, this fucking guy.
He's got to go back 3 blocks to count buildings again. Hang on. How many buildings
are
there?
Pictures.
But walking. I'm not Rain Man. Like, I'm not. Yeah, that was 27 buildings. Yeah. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying there was a lot of them. I'm going to text you.
Walking in New York is like driving in L.A.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to know how to do it.
And we do it exceptionally fast. Like in L.A., people outside of L.A. drive so slow, even in New York.
No, I think I could drive in L.A. I guarantee you.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't.
No, but driving in L.A. is a certain skill.
I think I could drive better than L.A. people can drive.
There's no way.
There's definitely
so. How often? You never drive.
You're from New York.
Driving in New York, though, is worse than anything in the world.
Do you ever drive?
Enough that I
what is
know
that?
How to
many
drive
times?
Around.
How many, what's enough?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, you're not
going to
put a number on it?
I'm skilled at it.
You're just throwing out no numbers?
L.A. driving is just sitting in traffic.
No.
LA people.
New York is maneuvering and fighting.
LA
it's a battle.
Is maneuvering and
no,
fighting.
You just sit on the
New
side
York,
highway.
You'd be
stopping
terrified.
For pedestrian.
Are you
LA people would be terrified of me behind the wheel. That's just
right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I grew up driving in Boston. We don't even drive to get to a destination. We drive just to win. Like,
Boston,
we don't care where we're going. We just want to fucking beat you to the next light pole.
Boston is a different animal.
I actually one of my favorite things to do is to get in like secret races with other people that they. They don't know they're competing, but I'm like, I'm going to beat that fucking red part of the exit, and I'm like almost cutting them off, and they're probably like, what is this guy doing? I'm like, we're in a race, bitch.
Yeah.
And the worst is when you pull up to a red light, and like you were so far ahead of them, but now you're
next catch right back
again.
Up. Yep.
And sometimes when they actually pass me, I just pretend like I was never doing it. I'm like, I was just kidding. You didn't really beat me. I actually, driving in L.A. has taught me just like the... You have to have shortcuts, and you have to know them all, and you have to know the right times of days to
hit the right
ones. The right shortcuts going in right directions. It's just a different kind of
battle, race.
It's a different race, because sometimes you're like, I got to get to this street within the next 5 minutes, because after the next 5 minutes, we're all fucked. It's that 5 minute window sometimes. That's the difference between a 25 minute ride and like
2 hours.
Two hours.
So we don't like to do that shit.
So, what's your edible of choice?
I like a Chiba Chew.
What even is that?
Chiba Chew is like a little Tootsie Roll, and it's easy. You know, I had the TSA. Oh, I don't want to say that.
You kind of have to now.
Oh, boy.
What happened to your friend?
My buddy.
We'll put it on him,
Yeah. My buddy, right? So, he's going through TSA. And he carries edibles sometimes. Sometimes he doesn't. But sometimes he doesn't, you know? And so he has them in his bag with his podcast stuff. So there's why.
Oh, your friend podcast as well. What's his podcast? Give it a shout out. Maybe you want to plug it.
Nah, he's doing a secret podcast. It's a secret podcast.
No listeners.
No. He's got 2 listeners, and I'm one of them, and I don't want him to block me.
Got it.
So can you block somebody out of a podcast?
Probably not.
Just let me finish my fucking story.
You do it, bro.
What were we talking
about? The TSA.
Right,
your friend going to TSA.
Friend of the TSA. So they want to take it out because there's wires and microphones and stuff. And look in, and the TSA woman takes my buddy's bag of edibles out and just looks at him. And she goes, do you want to talk about this? And he said, not if you don't. And she said, I don't, but I'd like you to go to your gate.
Wow.
And the dude just
left. Gave you the edibles.
This is.
Was your friend in Los Angeles?
He was. Yeah,
that's probably why.
I've always said this because sometimes when after a long weekend, when you have like a Monday morning flight or a Sunday night flight, you've been partying all weekend. You kind of just throw all your shit in a bag, and you're like, whatever, I just got to get to the fucking
airport. Because
you're
probably late. You got to rush there.
Right.
You just throw it in.
And you're drunk because it was Sunday, so you were drinking. You don't want the vacation to end.
Right.
Every fucking time I go through TSA then, I have a little mini heart attack. Where I'm
same.
Like, I'm like, oh, boy, what did I fucking forget in that bag?
Who knows?
And I've always told myself, you know what? If I get caught, I bet I can just reason with a TSA person. And that's proof. You can.
Yeah,
I
think it depends on
like
what you get caught with
to the rule, though.
Yeah,
I'm actually surprised that your friend was.
Well, I wouldn't think be carrying with like a brick with me, but like if right. I had like a little baggie that I might have forgotten about, yeah. I could be like, look, it's not. Come there's like on. Barely
you
anything in it.
You think that could be your
wife? We could finish that right now.
Yeah, I do think because I'm white. That's 100% of the reason right. I think it, and it's also the reason I'm right.
No, I've been sober for 10 years, and I still have a panic attack every time I walk through TSA.
When we were coming
from.
If
I have a bag of cocaine on me, who knows?
You know, I do get a little nervous, even when I know I buy something and I walk out in the but the detective see if you're stealing something.
Yes.
Like when I'm walking out of the store, I'm like, what I know I didn't steal anything, but I hope I didn't.
Oh, you should
steal
see
anything.
Me when I bring like we have a ton of these water bottles here. So when I go out and buy lunch, I always go to like one of the bodegas, just get like a sandwich or something, and I'm always like, I know I walked in with this. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I didn't take this. They're like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I didn't take it. Like, dude, I don't give a fuck. Like, get out of here with your 99-cent water.
I'm surprised you guys are like this because the bottom line is we are white. I'm surprised you're worried about anything.
No, I do
well,
the same thing.
Well, that's part of being white is worrying about everything all the time.
I
that's
do the same. You telling me.
That is true.
Like, whenever I walk in.
But just getting away with it.
To Hudson News with like a magazine or a book. I'll scream out, Hudson News, Hudson News. I'm just so panicked. Like, I just don't want to. Do you know what I mean?
I'll be
but
honest,
also,
I don't
Hudson,
know what that means.
Yeah, you guys are screaming because I'm just panicked. I want them to know I got them at Hudson News.
Hudson News,
I got it at Hudson News.
Hudson News is like the easiest place to steal from, though, because they all carry the same shit. So if you walk into one Hudson News, you could have just gotten it like at the Hudson News across.
It's really easy to steal in general.
I would think it would be easy to steal at those stores in general because there's a lot of in and out. It's pretty open.
Like, you know where's the easiest
and also,
steal Disneyland.
Minimum wage employees just don't give a fuck. Like, you always think, like, this person's going to defend this magazine with their life.
No.
They'd be like, dude, go ahead. I don't give a walk the fuck out. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean.
And also, again, the beauty of being white is if you do get caught, you can just be like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, let me pay you. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're not doing anything else. You're fine. I'm sure if there's like what, like four or five of our total black listeners out there listening, this is probably like these fucking white people. We just steal stuff and it's gonna be okay. We just bring drugs through the airports. No big deal.
Have you've never been caught stealing anything before?
Let me tell you a story. We had this ice cream woman, my man here can back me up. The ice cream lady in our town was this giant, like, fucking jack. She looked like China, like an old woman wrestler. Big old lesbian, and she drove an ice cream truck that was from maybe, like, it was the first ice cream truck of all time. It was like 1750. It was made.
Did it have this song?
No, it was like
no song.
It didn't. It wasn't even a box. It was like it was a weird shape. It was wild. I got to get a picture of this thing.
How did you know when she was coming down the street?
She used to just show up at like the school. We didn't need the music.
She just scream out the window.
This sounds like.
It's crazy.
So I stole, in the back there was like a cooler that she also sold sodas. And I swiped one from that and I thought I had it and she comes like marching after me. And I was like, I'm sorry. I mean, I was more afraid of that than like.
How old were you?
But that's exactly who you don't
like
steal
eighth grade?
From. You don't steal from like the mom and pop shops.
No. This was not a mom and pop. This was a giant bull dyke who was ready to fucking break my neck.
Could she have beat you in a fight?
She would stomp me and all of my friends out if she wanted to.
What about right now, today? Could she beat you?
Even more so. I had a better shot when I was in eighth grade, all right, pal? Yeah. Your edibles, you just got let go and hopped on the plane with them. Or your friend got let go.
Well,
and
I would never, but my friend, he apparently walks on the wild side a little bit. But I don't think they'd look for it, man. I just don't think it's on their radar.
Like, how do they know anyway? What's
that's
an
the thing.
When you see the stuff that gets through TSA, too, like I think there was a study last year, like 90% of contraband just goes unchecked. You got a pretty good fucking shot of getting through TSA.
I want you to stop like the bombs, and you probably need to stop like when you're trying to like distribute and you're moving like bricks. Some idiot rolls on with some Tootsie Rolls.
But how do they even know what's an edible and what's not just a candy?
Well, that's the thing. Like, so mine are just in wrap. I don't unwrap them. I'm sorry, my friends. Damn him. My friends are. I don't unwrap them.
Right.
So you know what
looks,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it just might as well, in bright orange letters, say weed.
Yeah. My latest.
That's basically what it is.
My latest edible encounter. Again, my friend's encounter.
Yeah,
I ate a whole bag of Weedos, and
I love the
classic,
Weedos.
Classic like dude who doesn't really know what he's doing with weed.
You ate a whole bag?
A whole bag.
What's a Weedo?
It's Cheeto
like a Cheeto
Weedos. Cheetos with weed in them.
You don't like Cheetos?
They taste like Cheetos.
They taste just like Cheetos.
And they're
delicious. And
have you had?
And
them?
I just did the classic.
I don't think I've ever had an edible.
What?
They're. I mean, I have yet to do it correctly because every time I'm that idiot.
How long were you high?
I think I have a pretty decent tolerance because of other things that I participate with, and so I had like a half a bag and three quarters of a bag, finished the bag, and so let me preface this. My wife had gone out of town, and I was like, I'm really doing this. Put the baby to bed. Start eating my Weedos.
Just you and the
just
baby.
Just me and the baby.
Good
and
idea.
So I was like, this didn't work. This didn't work at all. Go to sleep. Wake up at like 2 a.m. and I was fucking in another galaxy. And then it kicks in. I'm like, this is it. Something's gonna be wrong with the baby. I'm gonna have to like get to the hospital somehow. Yeah. And that's it. Child services taking my kid away. Here we go. And I'm freaking out. And then I was like, I'm just super high. Just lay back down, go to sleep. But I woke up still.
Oh, man.
So
that's
weird that
amazing.
All happened to your friend.
Yeah, that friend is not a
you know what
good
I,
dad.
I hate waking up high. I hate waking up high. Because for me, here's the whole idea of going to sleep is I'm telling my body, I'm fucking done with whatever's happening right now.
Yes.
I'd like to start over tomorrow with a clean slate.
Right.
You know
I
want to
get high again. I don't want to be high still. Very
if
different
If I still
feeling.
Wanted to be high, I'd have stayed awake. but I went to sleep because I was hoping by tomorrow this would not be here. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's kind of, that's
sleep's
why.
Sleep's like a mini cleanse.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right, well, it's time to get this fucking life in order. It's
like,
let's take a nap.
It's like the reset button on Nintendo. You want to like start a new game over. You don't want to be playing that same shitty game that you were 2 hours ago.
Yeah, dude, or at least it should say on the package like you're gonna eat tomorrow weed, which means you're still gonna be high tomorrow. So if you want
to
have
the scale
some,
goes from grocery store weed
to
tomorrow
weed.
Weed.
Exactly, tomorrow weed is the tippity top. You want to stay away from that. But sometimes like that's not good because you don't want to like you wake up and what if your baby's like crying and shit. I remember. Like I got super scared. I really didn't get high for I guess 7 years. 7 years.
Wait,
I didn't get
why
high.
Did why would you even start up again after 7 years?
Because
it's awesome.
Fun. I mean, it's
you're the only
I mean,
person in the world who has just like stopped and been like,
no, I'm.
I don't even understand why anybody does this.
Yeah.
No, I'm waiting till I'm old and then I'm gonna do heroin.
Well, that's my thing too. If somebody said to me, "You have Mr. Wolf, you've got 3 months to live," I'd be like. Great.
Yeah, bring the heroin.
That's how I want to go.
100%. If you don't, you're insane.
Because, you know, everybody says that first time, so much fun. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people say the first time you get really sick. But you know what? I think I'm pretty sure I have a really good opiate tolerance, so I don't think I'm going to get sick
and
that first
not
time.
Not in the movies. That first time's awesome. That's what hooks you.
But you know what? I don't think we have to be scared of getting high and then an emergency situation happening, because one time I took shrooms and I went to Six Flags, and the first roller coaster I went on, because my adrenaline was so high, like my high
canceled
just
that
disappeared.
Out.
Well, yeah,
it's like a hallucinogenic
yeah.
like that, then you're good.
Well, they say that happens with what's it called? Ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's like those are like crazy though.
Yeah,
like, that's like
but
the peyote
I do that.
And the shit
I
where you like
I think it's a little more controlled than peyote. Like I think you can kind of if you're like not into it, it just doesn't really happen.
I don't think I would like ayahuasca.
My thought too though is that I will like be absolutely hammered drunk and that's like, you know, my baby's asleep and I'm wasted. Right. That would be a problem if I needed to get to the hospital, too.
Do you know, back when I was doing the single thing, I one night I stayed up drinking with my brother and we made the kids lunches and sent them to school. And the next day I get a call from my son. He was at the Jew school. That's, I'm Jewish.
Like a yeshiva?
The Temple Israel. But I they hated it when I went there. I called it the Jew school. I'm like, I love it.
Imagine
the Jew school.
That's
and
not
like, don't do that. I'm like, I can't even do that here. I would think here I could do it. Not even here. Okay. So I get a call, and they call me in, and I go into the office, and my son's Scooby-Doo lunchbox is there, and they're like, they push it over.
What'd you put in there, Josh?
And I had put, the, I opened it up, and there was a can of Budweiser in there. Right?
Oh,
now listen. Now
that's
listen,
harmless.
Because at night, I had been joking around my brother, I'm going to send him to school with a beer. And then I got kind of drunk, and I forgot it was in there. And we went to school with some Budweiser.
How'd you get out of that one?
I was like, oh.
It's
and
a
I know I was just like, I just told them I'm going through a rough patch. And it was a joke last night, and I just forgot to take it out of the. It was a joke with my like, brother.
That sounds like the worst.
I would probably be like, oh, it was supposed to be a can of soda, and
no,
I grabbed the wrong one.
That literally happened to me. I was the child who was at school with a beer. And my mom had to come in. And
is
it
that
was,
true?
Yeah, and it wasn't the same thing. She wasn't drunk. It was like we had in our fridge like one of those things where you put a whole case of sodas in.
Yeah,
and it kind of just comes down and you grab
you pull
one.
Pull them out. Yeah.
My dad had been like, "Fuck this! This is my fridge. I'm putting beers in here." And so she like just making lunch in the morning, just you know, naturally was like, "All right, I'll reach for the soda, put this in, whatever." Yeah. Moving fast, and didn't notice it until I walked in the next morning with like I had like the mashed up peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a pear with like some fucking can holes in it. You know how like, I would slam into the fruit.
Yep.
And then a Budweiser.
That's an American lunch
and
right
that
there.
That explains everything. That
peanut
really
butter
is.
And jelly and Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
I love it, man. All right, so let's get into some voicemails, Josh. The way this works is they're basically it's like a call-in show except pre-recorded.
All
so
right.
This is brought to you by SeatGeek. Buying tickets has never been easier with the free SeatGeek app. I'm going to Bon Jovi tomorrow. He was supposed to play last week, and he got sick like a punk-ass bitch, and it's been rescheduled. But point is, I got my tickets on SeatGeek because it's the best way to find tickets, buy tickets, and make sure that you're getting the best price available and no fraudulent tickets, none of that nonsense. They guarantee every single ticket you buy. We got the NHL playoffs about to start cooking, NBA playoffs, baseball's in full swing. Any major sporting event, any major concert that you want to get in the building, SeatGeek has got you covered. The way it works, you download the free SeatGeek app. You go to settings, click add a promo code. Use my promo code KFC, and you're going to get 20 bucks off your first purchase. Now, we've been doing SeatGeek for a long time. The way it used to work was you get 20 bucks back. It would be sent to you in the mail, or it would be sent to your PayPal account. No more. They just take 20 bucks right off the price. So you're going to get a $20 discount, and the whole process is going to be easy and smooth. Once again, download the free SeatGeek app. Use the promo code KFC to get 20 bucks off your first SeatGeek purchase. Voicemails, let's do it.
KFC, also fights. Got a quick question. I am going on my girlfriend's brother's bachelor party. Be my first ever bachelor party. And I'm just curious, you know, how like into it and like, you know, how much participation am I going to be allowed to have, you know, in this stuff, especially because it's my girlfriend's brother's. Let me know. I'd be interested to see what kind of crazy shit we get into. Thanks. Bye.
Classic question here. Classic. We've dealt with this quite often. When the father or the brother goes on the bachelor party, can you really cut loose? Can you really do everything you want to do if it's, you know, in any situation? So it's this guy's girlfriend's brother's party, but it can be your bachelor party and the brother's coming.
But he's the his girlfriend's brother is the bachelor.
Correct.
Well, then, look.
I think the burden's more on him to worry about it, right?
Yeah, he just follows the bachelor's lead. If the bachelor gets into nothing, then you
Get into nothing, too. Right.
But if he's got tits in his face, then obviously he's saying.
You want tits in your face for your bachelor party. You don't want your sister's boyfriend fucking around. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what. I don't think it's fair. I think, like you said, it should be like tit for tat sort of thing, literally.
Yeah.
But I can see a scenario where it's like, I want to hang out with the strippers, but you're still dating my sister sort of thing. So I think it's a case by case. You got to feel out the dude.
I mean, I just think it's kind of hypocritical, man.
It definitely
I mean, look, you know, also like your girlfriend's brother, so it's going to be her sister-in-law, right? Is that how that works?
I'm already confused with everything. All the connections were going
it's
on here.
Basically,
but I operate bachelor parties like operate like how they say to operate in a business meeting. Like,
don't be afraid to speak up, because if you're in the room, you're supposed to be in the room.
Yeah, but
if you're on the party, you're supposed to be on the
party,
fucking party.
Yeah. Like,
party.
That guy wants his bachelor party to be awesome, so make it awesome.
Right.
Yeah, but then you get to do whatever that dude's doing, don't you?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think that should be the way it's handled, but I'm just saying you can't roll in there guns blazing if your girlfriend's brother is like an uptight dork or something.
No,
you
gotta wait. Yeah, you gotta hold back a little bit.
Right.
You can't.
That's actually a good. Yeah. That's probably a good rule of thumb. Like,
you can't come in dick out.
Yeah, you have to. You have to just. That, if everyone is out of 10, and there's some sort of girlfriend sister sort of situation, maybe you're at like an 8.5. Like, still make it a good time. But do you need to be the dude who's like sitting in the middle of the party with a dildo on his head and the strippers riding your face?
No,
probably not.
No, no. You gotta be. You're right. You gotta be a looker on.
Fights is looking at me like, nah, man.
Dude,
just
I think
go.
You just you just can't fuck someone. That's it. Just don't fuck anybody. He'll get mad you fuck someone who wasn't his sister. The rest, you're at a strip club. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, but no, because I think you're right. There's up to a level, because if you're the, you know, the party starter,
there's
and you're
always
on the
one.
Table and you're like, yeah, that is not a good look.
On bachelor parties, there's like the guys who rage, the guys who are somewhere in the middle, and then like some of the nerdy dudes. I think it's maybe a good idea not to be the dude who, like, sets the
100%.
But also, don't you think that the boyfriend of the bachelor's sister is the one guy that cannot engage in anything?
I think he's going to, like, dude, I would have no problem going to a strip club with my sister's boyfriend. Like, I go to strip clubs.
Yeah, but imagine, like, he's, like, fucking the girl.
Well, that's my one thing, no fucking.
Yeah.
I think, though, in general, this is, I think, a question that people try to figure out. But really, I don't think I've ever encountered someone who, like, where this has gone wrong.
I agree.
I think everybody's, like, as soon as you're somewhat cool with the dude, no matter what the connection is here, it's like, fuck it.
If you're getting
party.
The invite, you're cool
you're
enough
close
with him
enough.
To be
and
like,
then you're in the room.
For him to not be like, oh, like, what if he's getting a lap dance? What the fuck? What's wrong? That's not the guy I expected it would. If you're invited on the bachelor party, you're expected.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, yeah, he's acting how I thought 100%. He would.
100%. But I also agree, he can't be the dude. Set. He's not in the pace car.
Yeah, no, that's.
You know what I mean?
Follow the leader.
He's drafted.
It's weird, though. It's like, I could see a scenario in everyday walks of life. If someone were treating my sister or my girlfriend, blah, 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 that way, I would be like, come on, man, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
On those bachelor party weekends, it's just like, let's do it, man.
Yeah, right.
If you invited your sister's boyfriend to your bachelor party, and like, let's just say you were fucking a hooker. Let's just say
No, that's too far. But everything else?
Well, yeah, if it's everything else, then who cares? But like,
that you just can't cross that line, but everything else, I think I'd just be like,
keep your penis to yourself.
Yeah.
Anyone else who puts their private parts in your face, that's the onus is on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, it's up to, you know, it's all about choices, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm glad we had a lesson here at the end of this email. It's all about choices, boys and girls. Just remember that.
Keep your penis to yourself.
Yeah, keep your penis to yourself. And if somebody chooses to wave their whatever in front of you, you know, that's up to them.
Maybe give them a dollar for their trouble.
Yeah.
But you know
what
didn't
I mean?
Ask for
no,
it. They came over to you.
You know, a dollar, that's generosity, dude. You're like, you know what? You did something for me. I'm going to do something for you.
That's just being a good person.
Yeah, that's just being a good guy, dude. Yeah.
Really? That's kind of how this whole thing goes home.
Tip of the hat, yeah.
What a swell guy he is.
Yeah.
He is generous with his money.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
Hey, KFC Fights Asa. Looking to get your opinion on a situation that I recently found myself in that is quite absurd. I've been hooking up with this guy for a few months, strictly that. I honestly didn't even want him to take me on a date, don't want to anything more. He's, quite frankly, kind of a tool, but he's just kind of fun to get drunk with. Recently woke up at his house and saw something on the floor that was quite shocking. It was a Nuva ring. I can say with 200% certainty that it was not mine. I was so in shock that I really couldn't say much. Kind of left it at that, walked out, haven't seen him or really answered his texts in the past couple weeks. That I should all mention have been late night Saturday texts, but finally approached him on the situation that, listen, this is what I found and don't really think this is going to happen again. He now is kind of turning the situation on me, that I'm being crazy. I'm clearly seeing other guys, to which I hit him with the, yeah, but you're not finding used condoms in my bed. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. First of all, what really needs to happen is someone needs to tell that girl that her Nuva ring is not in her. Because she's probably letting dudes cream pie her, and she thinks she's on birth control.
Yo, the Nuva ring. I don't care what the science is. I don't care what the doctors say. If you think I'm trusting a Nuva ring, you're crazy.
Explain to me what you think. I mean, if you had to describe to somebody.
Yeah, what do you think a Nuva ring is?
If you had to describe to somebody, what does a Nuva ring do? If I said, what does it do?
What is it supposed to do?
I guess, yeah.
How does it work?
I don't know. That's my point. Yeah. Like, I don't trust it.
It shoots, like, laser beams at your cum. And kills it.
Yeah. I think it's some sort of ring.
It's like a game, and sometimes some get through.
So, it basically, what's
No,
the, what's
wait,
the,
wait, no. You guys, none of you know what a Nuva ring is.
That's my point.
That's the point.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what it does. I know that.
It doesn't block the cum, and it doesn't shoot lasers at babies. It doesn't?
I don't know. In my mind,
I like it. I like where you're going with
this. It's the arcade game where the spaceship on the bottom. It's asteroids. Pew, pew, pew. And all your cum's just getting hit.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That is how it works.
That's science right there.
I mean, but I'll tell you. I bet you if you Google it, you could find it just that.
You know what? I don't want to ruin the fantasy.
I'll tell you how it works. It doesn't.
I don't trust it.
It doesn't work.
It's like a robot part.
But what does it do?
I think it releases a hormone, so it's essentially the same thing as taking the pill. It's just that you put it in vaginally.
No, it's got to go in your mouth and into your body, into your bloodstream. I don't trust it. Yeah. Just like,
it
oh, let me just throw this little
bloodstream.
Thing. No.
Whatever. You know what? You guys think whatever you want.
Like, I like the laser beams.
The laser beams work. The laser beams work. Nuva rings don't. And Nuva rings are the dumbest shit. Just the fact that you can have one on the floor is
a problem.
Dude,
yeah,
have you ever?
It's bad. It's not well. Designed.
I ripped one out once. I thought I killed the girl.
Why did you?
I thought like I ripped an intestine out of her. I was fingering a girl, and I pulled my hand out, and it was just like.
What does it look like?
I felt a part come with me.
What does it look like?
It's like this. This is good
a
radio
snake?
Here.
It's a snake?
It's kind of like got like two.
What are we playing?
Like a claw. Like a hook.
What game are we playing?
It looks like the
ring
of a condom.
It's like
the ring of a condom, but it's got a little extension on it.
Like the
shield of King Arthur? What was that?
I pictured like a wishbone.
It's like Captain America shield.
Did your thing look like a T?
Yes, that's what it was.
That's not a Nuva ring.
Okay, well, whatever.
What's that?
What was that thing then?
Trump was building a tower.
I've always thought it looked like a wishbone, so I'm. Like,
the wishbone thing is something else. The Nuva ring is literally
what
a
is
ring.
The word? Right,
well, I ripped out the wishbone.
The wishbone
thing.
On a turkey?
The wishbone thing
about?
Blocks the cervix, and that actually fights the cum. Like, that doesn't
So
let...
I was right.
Laser beams.
It looked like a laser beam shooting cum fighter.
There's so many kinds of.
Yo, the patch, the ring, none of it. I need a
There's
pill.
There's one that you can implant in your arm, and
don't
it's good
trust
for 3 years.
See, that I definitely don't trust. Like, oh, we're good for 3 years? 2.99 years, I'm going to be like, that might have worn off.
Well, then you just got to be, you know.
That's why that shit's got to be on a schedule, and you take it, and it works, and the laser beams kill the cum every single day.
I mean,
is
what
your
is
wife
your preferred
back on
method,
the pill?
Pulling out?
No, the pill.
Is your wife back on the pill?
She's pregnant right now. So, also, we're never going to have sex again, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. She's pregnant, and you're never going to have sex again.
Right.
How come you're never going
to
have
double.
Sex again?
I don't really think she wants to anymore. We will probably have sex. But probably pretty much okay. Basically, I've had sex 4 times in like the past several years. Mm-hmm. One resulted in a kid. The next one was because she was like, "If we have sex, the baby will come out." So she was like, "Let's go."
Mm-hmm.
The third time was just a bad session, and then the next time was another kid. So that's pretty much my sexual history for the past several
years.
You're
like. I mean, you're either 4 for 4 or 0 for 4, depending on how you look at it.
I'm 4 for 4.
4 for 4 for the sake of your children.
I'm 4 for 4, but I'm about to go on an 0 for. It's gonna be a big time slump.
No, you're not even gonna get at bats. You're just walking every.
Yeah,
I'm
you
retired.
Are.
Yeah,
you're getting the free one.
They're not even doing it. It's the new one where they don't even throw
the
intentional pitches.
Yeah,
you just go to first.
Go to bed. Yeah. Go to bed, Kevin. Wow. And by the way, for this girl, to circle it back. She doesn't have a problem with him sleeping with other people. She has a problem with his cleanliness. Because that was her thing. She's like, you don't find used condoms on my floor.
I don't think it's the cleanliness. So. I think it's the at least show me the respect. This sort of happened to me once. The girl I was hooking up with found another girl's shirt in my bed. It was like wrapped up in the blanket. And she was like, we're cool. We're just kind of like hanging out together. I get it. But like, let's just try to be a little more discreet. And I can respect that. Like, don't leave the Nuva ring on the floor.
But I wouldn't, right? If I walked into my room and there was a Nuva ring there, I'd be like, what the fuck is that?
Dude, I wouldn't even
know
that
is. And I'd just kick it. I'd just kick it. Like, I wouldn't pick it up and be like, that thing's weird. And just try to kick it under my bureau or something.
I'd probably leave it there.
There was one time I was trying to talk to this girl, and this was back when I drove a minivan. And I had convinced her that it wasn't mine. But I was borrowing it. I've been borrowing it for the week because I was out here in my car.
Oh, that the minivan wasn't yours.
Yes. Right? Now, I was single at the time, but I had cleared all the car seats out. And we're just talking. We're laughing in the front seat of the minivan after we had seen a show at the Roxy. And I'm like, oh, I'm definitely, this is going,
it's going down.
It's
yeah.
going down for me tonight. And she was laughing from crying, and she opened my glove box. And a pair of my daughter's 8-year-old daughter's panties fell out of the glove box. And she just looked at me, and I was like, yo. Oh, she thinks I'm about to fucking kill her. Oh, for sure.
And she, as she should. As she should, man.
I was like, she thinks she got in the wrong fucking van.
Yo, you know, let me tell you, dude.
You don't often get in the right van. That was the really wrong one.
That was the really wrong one. The look on her face was just...
I mean, I thought you were going to say, like, a pacifier
no,
or something
dude,
like that.
Dude,
that is
the worst
thing.
It was
the worst
thing because my daughter had changed in the van, and I guess I'd put a pair of her panties.
It's
and
you know what, dude.
Up.
Wait, you know what I'm gonna
on.
Say? Even as a dad, it's a little weird. It's
no,
a little strange.
No,
no. The weirdest thing is
you've never been single
you were
driving around with three of them, dude.
Yeah, that, I can actually understand where it would just be like, oh, I don't know, I'll fucking throw it
yeah,
in
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yep.
Wait, hold on. But we're talking about like lying about fucking other women, but you're lying about
hiding your kids.
Having kids.
A kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
why?
How you're gonna get laid.
Well, I didn't want to like date her. I didn't need her to know anything about
like
my
everything
actual
about your life.
Yeah. That seems complicated.
I mean, just last episode, Josh, we were talking about.
I mean, it's not like I gave a fake name or anything. It wasn't like I was
no, see,
undercover.
I think that is different. But just last episode, we were talking about how you absolutely have to lie to girls. You just tell them whatever it takes, and it's like a little white lie or it's an exaggeration. When you're trying to erase the existence of three children, it's a different story.
I wasn't gonna erase it forever.
And
I will tell you something else. There were some people that I was like, I like them, but I don't need them to know that I have three kids.
Yeah,
like,
right. You just don't want
to. I'm totally with you here, Josh.
I just didn't need them.
Don't bring it up. There's no need. If I like, if I'm on a date with a girl, like. She doesn't have to tell me she has three kids. If we both know what kind of date it is, save that shit for a third or fourth.
Like,
ignorance is bliss.
You know what? This is fucked
my
up
wife
because-
knew. My wife right now knew first day. Like first,
because you knew it was someone you wanted to like
yes.
talk to and
I,
yeah.
first
it's
day.
So much less fucked up for a guy to do that. Like if I had a kid and I did that to a guy, that would be like really fucked up.
Why? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I feel like it would.
Don't feel that way. I would just be as happy to be like, didn't need to know that. Again, if this is that kind of hookup, you know?
Yeah.
Because then you don't want to be thinking about the kids while you're sleeping with them. You know, it's just like, pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, but why? Like, what? Would you need him to know? Why do you feel like you would need him to know that you have a kid?
Again, if it's like a hookup situation.
I mean, that's like kind of a big lie, you guys.
But what? So,
but
so
it's
if
not
you're
a lie,
never,
it's no mission.
If you're never, if you're never planning on seeing him again.
Yeah, I guess I don't have
because,
sex with people like that.
Because here would be my thing. Like, I was always suspicious of people asking about my kids. Well, I don't know you that well. What do you need to know about
my
kids?
Yeah, okay, that I can understand.
And that was my thing. Like, anybody who started asking too soon, I learned that those are the people that were almost using a relationship with my kid. Mm-hmm. So my rule was that nobody was ever allowed to meet my kids unless I knew that it was serious. Only one person ever met my kids after my split with my ex, mm-hmm. and that's my current wife. That's the only woman
I ever dated.
Yeah,
good.
Because
it's
I was
a
just
good
like,
move as a dad.
I was like, I don't think you need. What do you need
and
to
it's
know?
It's weird for them, and it's confusing for your kids.
Confusing
and like,
for the kids, yeah. But I always thought it was weird for them. Like, look, you barely know me. What do you need to know my kids for?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, there's a lot more to even figure out with me before we broach them and their names, let alone their history and their background.
Some people got really mad at that. They were like, you don't trust me? I'm like, I don't know you that way. Like, this is about me and you having a relationship before you meet my kids.
So to bring it back
totally
to the other girl, the panties fall out. What, like, how did you, what did
dude,
you do there? Were you just like, I'm going to drop you off, we'll call it a night? Or was it...
You know, I'm a comic, so for me, it was like of just a brilliant moment.
Oh yeah.
I laughed a little. I was like, she was like,
I'm
she
gonna
looked
use
at
this
me
joke
like,
in my set forever.
Yeah, and I would go, no. And I had to tell her the truth. I go, those are my daughters, and I lied, and there's other stuff in the back, and I'll show you I have kids, and here they are. And then she left. Yeah.
And she was like, just don't kill me in a Dexter
room,
please.
Yeah, like it sounded like such a planned response, just in case she had found the panties. Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
just in case she finds
the
panties.
So to all the pedophiles out there, if you're going to have panties in your glove compartment, make sure you have a car seat in the back.
To back it up.
I had
taken mine out.
Honestly, that could be like a movie scene. That's awkward and hilarious.
It was like the worst. But the best.
Yeah.
Like, I felt bad, but on the way home, I laughed, like,
dude,
nonstop.
And a good moment like that is better than sex. Something
way more valuable.
A funny story that you can tell forever is better than a fuck.
100,000%.
My friend and I, a comic, had a conversation. Was like, how many days coming would you give up for a great closing joke? For the joke that really closes your set? Like,
a lot.
And I was like,
I think I give up a lot,
like
in
a
really good.
And I was like, I'd go a month easy.
I don't know if I physically could, that's what I would like.
I would go for the month for sure.
I'd probably go over a month.
No,
like, again, I don't
do
know
it.
If I physically could. It would be like 40 days and 40 nights. But like, I'm Josh Hartnett. You got to tie me to the fucking
bed. I'm trying to fuck a light socket. Yeah. Just trying to stick it in anything. I honestly, for if you told me like a good podcast segment or like a home run, viral something or other. I mean, like I said, I'm never going to have sex again. I'd sign up for, you know, a lifetime.
Yeah, but you don't have sex, but you jerk off all the time.
Oh, yeah, so just no coming at all. But still, I value the funny way more than the nut.
Me too. I think 30 is, well, not way more.
I'll tell you what, way more.
I think way more.
Not way more.
Like, no, you're
I said
not,
not
way,
way
more.
More.
I'm not sure. Is this one on? Yeah, not way more. I'm with you. It's that closing joke, man. Sometimes you just stumble on it. And you're like, oh, that's way better than I thought it was going to be. Those are my favorite moments on stage.
Right. Those are the best jokes. The organic ones that are not forced. They're not planned. It just came about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, and how they evolve over time. You know, I can't tell you how bad I needed that. I was like, I don't want to ask him to get me a bottle of water, but I might die.
hit me with the next voicemail.
Hey, so I have a general question. I was talking about this with my two guy friends, I guess Friday night when we were drunk, and we were wondering, like, who your dream, you know, whose phone or whose, like, DMs would you love to see? Like, you can see their texts, their DMs on Twitter, Instagram, all that. A lot of them are saying, like, oh, they'd love to, like, steal, like, Leonardo DiCaprio's phone because, you know, he probably gets, like, crazy nude pictures and just, like, the game he's sitting at girls.
I kind of agree
with that. Or would you rather just see, like, your best friend's phone and just see, like, him embarrassing himself over and over again?
Definitely not that.
Whether it's, like, talking to girls on Twitter or, you know, sitting games or texts. You're just wondering.
Like, I would... In that situation, I would want to see your phone. I don't give a fuck about your phone.
No. I agree with that. No. That's off the table entirely.
You guys are both shaking your head at Leo. I could see that. Like,
it's
I would
too obvious.
Leo doesn't have it in his phone.
Yeah,
Leo's
but
got, like,
I agree
some
with
top
that.
Secret shit.
And you, how many shirtless Leos do you want to see? not too many. He's the king of your people.
Yeah, that's true.
The skinny fats.
I said that, and people went. I said that the other day on our rundown. People were like, "Wait a second, what?" I'm like, "Yeah, Leo, me and him have like the same body,
similar bodies." I think
the
100%,
which is like an insult.
To which one?
Notoriously the worst body.
Yeah, no, I think. Yeah. I mean, he's.
That's one of my favorite Leo scenes ever. Was that one in the Departed when he's getting jacked in jail and he's like just struggling to do a dip.
I know.
He worked out for like 6 months. Like, all right, I got to do this one fucking dip for
the scene over.
But you know my theory on guys like that and Brad Pitt and Johnny Depp, they're so good looking. That they go out of their way to ugly themselves up just to prove to you how fucking good looking
they
are.
They really are.
Do
you
know what I mean?
That's the classic, like, Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like they're just ugly themselves up, and people are still like, oh my God, right? And you're like, He's got 87 scarves on. You know what I mean? He looks like, Johnny Depp looks like he smells terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Are you kidding? He lives in France.
I don't think I'd put Johnny Depp. I guess he's obviously a good looking dude, right? But I don't think I'd put him on that same level.
No,
he uglied
himself up. Yeah. He was so hot Gilbert Grape.
That's, I mean, 21.
So hot.
He didn't ugly himself up. He just got old.
Well, there's nobody.
That's just time passing.
Is there a better Johnny Depp than 21 Jump Street Johnny Depp?
I think Crybaby Johnny Depp is actually the hottest.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I had 21 Jump Street shit.
Have you watched 21 Jump Street lately? It's terrible.
No, I have not.
It's so bad.
None of that shit ages well. I watched MacGyver the other day.
How bad?
So bad, but still so good. But I mean, it was like terrible. MacGyver is on channel like 3 right now. It's like a made-up channel. It's on all the time. It is maybe
how many did you get through?
Watched. Like half of one. I was like, this is just an abomination.
Awful, right?
Yeah.
You know whose DMs I would love to see? Bill Maher. I bet there's like
Bill
some
Maher.
Freaky
oh, there.
Shit.
I
and,
my
like so dirty and disgusting.
Well, that's like
Leo,
that's what I'm going for. I don't know
Leo,
who I'd want,
I bet isn't like
no, I,
Leo's nothing interesting. It's just going to be a bunch of hot models, nothing surprising.
Like,
everyone's hot. Nothing scandalous.
Right.
But Bill Maher probably likes to get shit on.
You need to find like the next Tiger Woods.
Right. That's
like
exactly.
Who's the guy?
The unexpected
superstar, and it turns out that he's like absolutely
disgusting.
Well,
but the thing is, you nobody would ever guess Tiger Woods, so you can't even make this up. You can't even try to pick somebody.
Oh, that's right. There's no way at the time.
Right, and I mean. Literally, Tiger was like the last person alive.
I think
you
Bill Maher
pick,
is the closest
think.
Thing we have to like being
Bill Maher.
I don't care
about Bill Maher.
Yeah,
though. Would you care if you found out that he was like gross?
I'm trying to think if there's
he's
any.
He's definitely gross.
Oh,
are you
yeah,
saying?
But
he's definitely gross in a good way.
I need someone with like secrets. Can I get like a
yeah? We need secrets.
Someone at the White House, like sort of Area 51 UFO secrets. That's what I want. Forget
I
about
know.
That.
That's just, that, it's just definitely
whoever
not
has right. those.
And who DMs those, Kevin?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't really.
Those are at the very least emails.
I guarantee you, my answer is Donald Trump. He's probably texting about aliens right now. Like, on Twitter, like,
by the way,
DMing.
That's why
like, accidentally adding.
That's why I think eventually we'll all be back with flip phones.
Because it's getting too.
I think people will just start. I think people.
You need, like, ultimate burners where it's
man.
You can't have any secrets or pictures
that's
or anything
it.
On there.
I think some people will go back to flip phones.
I'll tell you.
Who even talks on the phone anymore?
My mom.
Yeah, my mom, too.
I talk to my mom.
All
on
our
the phone.
Moms.
Yeah,
only walking, though. That's like the window.
Only driving.
The window
yeah.
to
me.
Talk to my parents. I can only talk to one a day because it's walking to the walking home from the office. Once I'm home, TV's more interesting. I'm at work. I got to work. Like, you have my 10-minute walk from the office. That's when you get to catch up.
Do they
day.
Know that?
That's my drive.
They know that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah
so,
they,
well, sometimes, too, I make
that
call. You make that call, and they miss it, and they call you back once you're home. You missed the window.
Yeah.
Window's closed. Sorry, Ma.
That. I mean, that's
100%.
That's. Do they know that? You think they know that?
My parents, my mom.
You know what? Your kids are doing to you right now.
Oh, they do it to me all the time.
Yeah.
Because I'll see that like one of them's on Twitter, and then I'll text him, and nothing back.
It's like, I know you're on your fucking phone.
And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, dude, you're on Twitter.
It's like, dude, I'm on Twitter. That's why. I'm busy tweeting. I can't do that.
Come on, man. Like, it's kind of crazy. He has zero disregard for my authority.
Wait,
no,
how
that's
old
true.
Is your kid?
He's actually 20. He's a good dude.
Your kid's 20?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? I was floored when I found that out,
how
too.
How old are you?
I'm not 20.
He looks very young for his age.
Yeah, you look very young.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I have old kids. Like, I told you I walked in, he was in my weed store.
No, that's awesome.
Dude, I walk in, and I go, I see him, and I go, hey. And he turns around, and he goes, oh, hey. And I go, oh, what are you doing here? And he goes, I think the same thing you're doing here, right? You buying weed, Dad? And then I was like, yeah.
Yes.
Right? And then he puts his wallet away. I go, what are you doing? He goes, well, you're paying, right? I go, no, dude. That's not how this works.
Yo.
Like, I'm not paying
that's
for
so
your weed.
California.
I'm not paying for your weed.
That for
bro.
You is like you know, a professional athlete seeing his kid take the field for the first time.
It was,
you buying weed with your kid is like the pinnacle for you.
No, you know what? And we have a very, like, I know he smokes. He knows I smoke. We never would smoke together.
Right.
I just won't do that.
I'm with you on that, by the way.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I would totally imagine
I could see a little, you need a little separation because then you're just buddies and you should be friends with your kids, but not really. You're a parent.
Yeah. There's that line that we're like, we don't get fucked up together. Like, that's not something that. That's not in our relationship. I'm glad you're open enough with me where I know what's going on in your life in things that you would be doing anyways. So I'm glad we can talk about
it.
Right.
Right. So it's legal in LA. So what am I going to say? When your little baby gets older, you're going to be okay if at what age they start drinking?
I mean, judging by the genes she's got. Probably start drinking when she's like 11.
Also, you're Irish.
What? Like, but what? What's the okay when? I think when you're like, okay, she's drinking.
16.
16?
Yeah.
How old when you started?
16.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about insane?
Nothing
insane.
Like crazy.
At 16, your parents like stopped. Like at 16, no, my parents were mad.
So. Yes. Right. Okay. So where am I okay with it? Like senior year of high school.
That's what it was.
Is it same for weed or different rule for weed?
I don't know. I'm not much.
Weed
you know,
should be
the
way
occasional,
younger.
The occasional edible.
Like 11-year-olds smoke weed. It's fine. Like they're not going to do anything crazy. Whereas drinking can get you in so much trouble.
Yeah.
You could die drinking.
Now I don't think 11 is the right age.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay, fine. But like 13.
I think it's pretty young.
I think they're both around the same. I think it's like 15, 16.
You is can, when you start, when and, you then, start and, like, and then like 18 is like
you get yelled at when you come home still.
Drinking
and then
should
like 17.
21.
I think it was my junior year of high school was when I was like I would party and like come like sneaking home and it'd be like in the morning they knew but they weren't happy but I wasn't yelled at anymore. Like sophomore year I was yelled at. Junior year was like
He's still doing it.
And then my senior year was like, hey, I'm going to a party this weekend, I'll be home Sunday.
Next voicemail.
Hey, what's up, KFC Fights Asa. I need some advice on what to do this summer in the office. I work in an office my extended family owns and work with my aunt and cousin. Last spring break, I went home to work there and found an attractive girl at my desk. And we talked throughout the week, but nothing really happened until she asked for my number my last day in the office. That night, she was texting me, telling me how she was into me and wants to, like, blow me. This chick has a boyfriend, said he's they're fighting, and she thinks he might be gay or bi.
What?
She's obviously crazy. She moved from Miami, though, so maybe that's just how they are. I don't know.
Pretty big general.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with just that statement at all. Seems spot on.
So the details again, it's someone he works with? Is that what it was when it started? She texts him, wants to get down. My boyfriend is, they're fighting and possibly gay. Get mad. At the person that is cheating with your significant other.
Walk me through that one more time.
So if my wife cheats on me with you, I shouldn't be mad at you. I should be mad at her.
Right.
So, but when...
Well, depending on who I am also.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but definitely fuck
if you.
If you don't
know their significant other, all bets are off. Like, it does
it change,
not.
It does
not your responsibility.
It does change.
Not your responsibility.
But if they flat out tell you, like, I have a boyfriend, but we're fighting, so, like, let's get down. Are you allowed to be like, okay?
Yeah.
Think so? Josh?
You know what? And you don't know the dude, right?
Don't.
If you don't know the dude, who cares?
All bets are off, huh?
Yeah. Who cares?
I mean, he cares, but but when he comes
I
up.
I can tell you one person who cares. It's him.
Yeah, he's the guy. Well, when he comes up and confronts me, I'm just going to be like, she never told me, dude.
Right.
What,
yeah.
What do I know?
Actually, that's the good point. If you're going to cheat, you can't be selfish and tell the person. You want to get it off your chest. If you're going to do your dirt, then you got to do it and not put it on
so
the other person.
So agree with that. When people tell their significant other
to
that
get
they
it
cheated,
off their chest?
You're only doing it for yourself,
oh
and
my
you're a
God.
Fucking dick.
Keep it all quiet. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Keep it inside.
But
let it turn into cancer.
I think that if somebody suppress those emotions until
wow,
it cripples you.
Wow, that took a really quick turn.
I'm just saying, like, that's on
Don't
you.
Don't tell your wife and die. Wow, that was a...
That's on you. That's your burden.
Yes, I agree with that.
Don't hurt someone.
That's why
over
on
it.
Some of those, on some, isn't it in the 12-step program you're supposed to just come out and apologize
and say sorry about everything?
And like, listen, if I made it this long not knowing, I don't need to know anymore. Yep.
Ignorance is bliss, man. Yeah. I keep saying it. It's like there are so many situations where I just don't really want to know. But to bring it back to this situation, I think I'd probably still go down with it, but I'd probably feel a little bit bad about it.
I might have to see how big the other dude is.
Yeah. What are the repercussions here?
So no.
Let's just see how big this dude is.
Well, he is a gay guy from Miami, so that could mean anything.
I'm going to go ahead. Yeah. Listen.
Well,
I'm going to have to just take a gander at him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not walking in blind.
I've been preaching. This is my new movement here, Josh, JJO, just jerk off. And there's a lot of times where I think you're going to find yourself in a bad situation, a la an angry, maybe gay dude from Miami is going to come knocking on your door and beat you up. Because in the moment you wanted to get your rocks off, you should be like, hold on a second. I'm going to go JJO. And I'm going to come back and be like, I don't think I need to be involved with you. Yeah. Or your semi-gay boyfriend from Miami.
Yeah.
You're just a whole messy situation.
Why are they talking about how he's gay? Like,
I
think that is her being like really trying to drive the point home. Like, don't worry about him.
Dude, I've always said if you think you're about like something really bad, you're about to go do something terrible. If you just jerk off.
That's the movement, man.
I'm always saying, like, if you really like, you know what? I'm going to get back in the car. And then, you know, before I go back to the car, I'm going to jerk off. And you'd be like, nah, I'm good. Do you know what I mean? You'd
absolutely
be like, I don't need to go to the car.
Every major decision you ever make, there are so many times you're going to get yourself in trouble in a number of different ways. And if you have that clear mind, you'll do the exact opposite almost every single time.
Boner brain is very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Get rid of the boner brain, JJO.
Yeah, but boner brain makes terrible decisions.
There are so many other girls that you can do that, to put that boner somewhere else that's not going to get you in the situation with the gay boyfriend from Miami, whatever it may be.
Yeah, that's
just
what I'm saying.
Just get your rocks off. And
that's why I'm conflict. I like to, if I can stay away from conflict, I'm staying away. And, you know, she seems like conflict.
Just drama. It's just,
it seems like drama, right?
There is drama-free pussy out there that you can find.
Because
I wouldn't go that far.
There is.
Minimize the drama. Let's put it that way.
But listen.
It's a scale, Kevin.
But you know what's at the top of the scale? Girl who decides to date bisexual man from Miami.
Yes, great
top
point.
Of the fucking scale of
I
drama.
Asa was that, and your point is even more correct. That is the top of the crazy scale.
Let's not
also,
talk
was this,
shit about bisexual
this is
men.
Quite literally, I think you did this in Miami.
It wasn't Miami.
It was what? Like Orlando.
I actually have a strict rule. I don't date men from Florida. that's a whole other thing.
That's a great rule.
It's not going to come back and bite you.
I think that if you should not, if you're not from Florida, you should not associate with people from Florida.
But I will
Florida,
be in Florida this
away.
Weekend at the Orlando Improv.
I disagree with that sentiment. I love the people of Orlando.
I'll be there tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Come on out, everybody, if you want to enjoy the show.
Can I tell you what's going on in Orlando?
The Star Wars celebration.
So we have two guys who work here. One is a larger fella, several hundred pounds. The other is he's probably a buck.
The opposite.
A buck 30.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do Princess Leia in the slave outfit.
Oh boy.
Clem's going to do the Jabba the Hutt, and they're going to walk around the Star Wars convention with him on a goddamn leash. And it's going
to
be award-winning material.
It's going to be good. Is anybody going to have a GoPro?
Oh, we're going to have it all documented, buddy.
I mean, I just
want
to make sure.
It's all going to be filmed.
I want to make sure that Princess Leia's got a little extra coverage. Sounds hot.
I gotta show you Robbie Fox. He's gonna be a hot Princess Leia.
Is this thing in celebration, or is it just called the Star Wars celebration?
Star Wars celebration.
But is it Celebration, Florida?
Oh, I don't know.
No,
it's Orlando.
It's in Orlando.
Yeah, Celebration is in Orlando, I think. Right.
Okay.
I don't know
Celebration is? How come there's a town and a city?
It's like a cult. It's like the craziest fucking place on earth
where Star Wars
people. It's basically
happen.
like people who want to live in Disneyland. Live in Celebration, and it's like,
now,
if you've ever been there, it's fucking weird. Like it looks like Edward Scissorhands.
What does
Celebration Florida?
Well, I'm not going there.
Yeah, that's
no,
awesome.
You definitely.
I'm out on that.
I'm out. I'm out already. Yeah, it's, I'm going to Orlando. Good thing. The Orlando Improv tomorrow, 13th, 14th, and 15th. Come on out, everybody. There's not going to be any Edward Scissorhands at our show. But you know who who's going to be down there? You know I do that podcast for Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes, I've seen this, The Prince and the Wolf.
Yeah, and he's going to be down there. He's part of the celebration.
At Star Wars?
Yeah. Because
is he a big Star Wars nerd?
No, he does one of the voices in one of those Star Wars cartoons.
Got
so they
it.
Go down there. And he's going to be down there that weekend.
What's the Freddie Prinze connection again? You guys are just buds?
You know, honestly, we this is gonna sound ridiculous. We met on Twitter. We met on Twitter.
Doesn't sound crazy
to
me.
That is so romantic.
It's kind of sweet, right?
No, you know, listen, I have just fully embraced the internet nerd life.
It's kind of weird, right?
No, I think it's normal now.
It is.
Actually, we met on Twitter.
Yeah, right. This is how the world works now.
Is that right?
Yeah. We were both fans of cereal.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cereal?
The podcast cereal.
You're such a high person.
I was going to say, I could go for some cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Me and Asa were just tweeting about Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the rest is history.
Dude, listen, what a great way to meet, going over Cinnamon Toast Crunch together. A little bowl together. Kink. I don't know.
Next voicemail, you idiot.
Hey, guys. I was just calling because I have a question and I wanted a little bit of advice. I'm really interested in going on a date with Trent. I think that he is just the sweetest and cutest, and I was hoping if you guys could give me some advice on what he likes or how I can get there.
Just show up.
Trent. Trent, you're not wrong. Showing up probably get
I mean,
the job done.
I mean, for any guy.
But
any single guy.
Trent
show up.
Is... goddamn, I would fully endorse any chick dating Trent. I would let my sister date Trent. Trent is the
Whoa.
Most genuine, wholesome
yeah.
guy in the world. He's from Iowa, and he just loves, like, Iowa football. He loves golf.
How many guys do How many guys do you know that you would let date your sister?
One. Trent.
You know what?
Trent.
Me and Rhea.
I'm going to show you a picture of Trent. He went down to the Masters this weekend,
yeah.
and let me see if I can pull it up quickly. He wore a backwards hat the entire time, and he had the best tan line ever. That's just Trent. You know, it's like that.
No,
that's
the
guy.
You're
safe.
Just dopey that you have the backwards hat snapback tan line. I'll let you date my sister.
Me and Rhea were talking about Trent
the other
day.
That's actually a
good barometer.
Yeah, I think so.
We were saying that, like, when you walk down the street, guys are always like, smile, you know, like, and that's like the worst fucking line ever. But if Trent were to say it to us, we'd smile.
Yeah, and that's probably why he's
who
forever.
Trent is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you let that guy date your sister?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even let them use my bed. He's such a nice. He looks like just a kind, gentle soul, doesn't
yeah,
he?
That's what I'm saying, man.
I mean, look at him.
So, did that girl end up sliding in the DMs? We were tweeting it out earlier. Like, if you left this voicemail, holler at us. So, tweet DM us on at KFC Radio on Twitter, and tell us your deal. Tell us where you are, and we'll try to set this up.
Dude,
you met the love of your life, Freddie Prinze, on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah.
We're gonna be making the love connection here on the podcast.
That's sweet,
right? I mean, maybe who knows? Maybe they have a kid one day, and it's all because of KFC Radio and Josh Wolf.
I mean, who would get the name?
That would be awesome.
I think I would have to be able to name
Why,
my kid.
How come? I'm the guest. Don't you give that honor to the guest?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. But then he just has to be called Wolf. First name Wolf.
Deal.
Done.
Wolf Clancy, that would be a great
Well,
name.
It wouldn't be Clancy. It would be Trent's last name. It would be his kid, not mine.
No, but like middle name Clancy.
Wolf Clancy Ryan.
Wolf
That's
Clancy's
a weird name.
Getting beat up. If your
no.
name is Wolf, if you're first and last Clancy, you're not getting beat up. Wolf Clancy and then another name.
Wolf?
I know a Wolf. He's
not
bisexual.
A Wolf Clancy.
Wolf Clancy needs to either do the beating up or you're getting beat up.
Yes.
You better be a fucking badass.
Yes.
And if it's a hybrid of Trent's genes and your and my names, I don't think it's going to be a badass kid.
Dude, let me tell you something. When we were at the park with my son, my youngest son, and pushing him on the swings, and he was talking to this other kid, and the guy next to me, he's pushing his son, and he goes, "What's your son's name?" I go, "Jacob." And I go, "What's your son's name?" He goes, "Amethyst." And I went, "I go, what?" And he goes, "Amethyst." And I just, I you know, what are you going to say? I just met the guy, and it was silent for 5 seconds, and he goes, my wife won. And I was like, yeah, I guess so,
at
dude.
At least he knows.
Yeah.
Amethyst is so bad. Like,
that's the worst name.
It's worse than, like, diamond.
It's the worst name.
It's worse than any stone.
When it comes to... I didn't even know it was a stone.
It's purple.
Yeah, it's purple.
It's lavender, actually.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a great name for a young man.
I've learned that when it comes to the naming of kids...
It's a great, like, RuPaul's Drag Race
name.
Yes,
great one. You got to be older and much more confident to rock Amethyst.
Amethyst could play if you're like famous when you're like 25, but 0 to 25, you're fucked.
Listen,
fucked. You're never gonna get famous,
right?
Like that.
Yeah. Now listen, if you were an actor and your name was like Amethyst Stone, and you were like, okay,
right,
I'm on board. I'll go see an Amethyst
Stone
action
film.
You'd
have to be like Will Smith's kid.
Yes.
But to get
you're right.
How are you gonna get there?
It's a long way.
With a name like Amethyst, you're not.
No, you got to learn how to fight.
Amethyst. I feel like I'd have enough respect for any parent that if they told me like a wacky name, I'd just be like, you know what, teach their own. I wouldn't react much. You drop Amethyst on me, I would be like, what the fuck, dude?
I was just so stunned. I was gonna ask him like some roundabout questions. I was gonna be like, so is it a family name? Or because if I asked if it was a family name, then I'd hope he'd have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And be like, no, you know, I wanted Stan and she wanted Am. You know what I mean? Or something like that.
That's actually the worst name I've ever heard of.
And what do you call him? Amethyst? Or you just, as always, Amethyst, the full thing?
Well, he said...
Ammy?
He said his
name. I bet they call him Ammy.
Ammy's not a great name either.
I bet Amethyst, Ammy, and that
kid's
just
getting
beat up
forever. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to make sure that your kid does something really well. Because if you do something really well, you can have weird names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any field.
Serial killer.
Either one. Yeah. Either one. But that means
that's a skill.
That means you're doing something really well. Yeah. You're doing something really well.
I think Amethyst would be like a good like violin player.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, this kid sucks, but he's good at something.
You don't think Amethyst invents shit at NASA? He's in the room with long
Josh,
hair.
Josh, I think you just are confusing it with the word astronaut.
Oh, is that what it is?
I named my kid Astronaut.
Would be an awesome name.
No, that's not a good name. That's a lot of pressure to put on a kid.
I was going to say you have to live up to it. If you live up to it, you're awesome. If your name's Astronaut and you're like a fat...
No,
like,
it's crazy. Because no one grows up to be an astronaut.
Astronaut, clean up on aisle 5. Astronaut.
Lance Bass. Astronaut.
No. Went to the space with astronauts.
You're holding astronaut in way too high regard.
No, you
astronaut
are, you are.
Technically means like something. It's like
No.
You don't have to do much
astronauts
to be an astronaut.
Is that technically what it means? Well, I'm glad you gave us a technical answer. That
sounds like the most made up thing you've ever said on this podcast.
It technically means they don't have to know much.
I'm just saying anyone can be an astronaut.
No, not anyone.
I'll be honest, that's the craziest thing you've ever said on this show.
A trained person could put me in space and I would be an astronaut.
Nope. No, that's not even close to true.
I just Googled it.
Nope. No, you said you have to be in the...
That was a different definition.
Google how long does it take to become an astronaut?
Google that.
You are such a high person.
Let's do our last voicemail of the day, and we will wrap it up with the highest man in America. What do we got?
KFC Fights Asa, what's up? Long time listener, first time caller. I'm calling in for some relationship advice. So I currently live with my girlfriend of almost 2 years now, and I've been trying to get her to break up with me for the last few months by taking Fights advice and just being myself until she dumps me. The only problem is that it's not working. I'm doing all sorts of shit that she hates, you know, just being messy, generally not being nice to her at all or doing anything for her, smoking weed in our apartment, but nothing's working. She's put on some weight lately, and not to brag, but I've gotten in pretty good shape, and I'm just not happy at all with this shit anymore. So how do I get her to dump me?
So, Josh, we are firm believers here that you never dump a girl. You just start to live like a general, like, normal dude asshole until they want to pull the trigger with you.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like almost like a George Costanza situation, like a Seinfeld episode where, like, it's just not working. I think it sounds pretty much like this is a fat girl, and she doesn't want to dump this boyfriend because it's going to be hard to find another one. That's what I think we're dealing with here. I think this guy saying she put on a little weight is probably being polite. Sounds like she's fat. Sounds like you're in good shape. That's a problem.
Or
if
maybe she just loves him and thinks that he's going through
her
face.
But, you know, he might have to,
pull the trigger.
Yeah, man up and just be like, hey, this isn't working for me. That's so easy.
You and your logic, man. Yeah. Nobody wants that responsibility.
That's never the right answer, Josh.
Nobody wants that responsibility.
Oh, dude, you know
is
what?
Breaking up is the fucking funniest shit in the world. It's like, I am living my life, and you are around me a lot, and I am choosing to stop that from happening because I just don't even want you in my in my life. That is the worst thing you can say to someone.
I'm not saying that I have not done that. I'm saying, but at a certain point,
you have to just
break.
You have
to just, like, it sounds like that's not.
Like, hey, fat girl, we're done.
Well, that would do it.
Yeah, listen, this guy keeps talking about how he's living like an asshole and it's not working. You really want, you can ratchet it up.
Yeah,
probably.
You got to step
also,
it up a little
if
bit.
If you're in such good shape.
Oh, here it comes. Yeah.
Not to brag. Just go fuck another girl.
That she'll dump you real quick. That'll do it real quick.
Caught.
Yeah. I mean, but also, if it just gets to the point, I mean, what you said will probably work. I mean,
just call her, like, hey, fat girl. Like,
No, that's unnecessary. Well, that's like telling someone you cheated on them. Like, that's mean.
No, but sometimes I really think, I genuinely believe this on some level, giving the person something to hate about you is kind of generous in a way. Like, I'm going to really make you hate me so that this breakup is going to be anger and not, like,
is that how you twist that in your head?
I just think I would rather be angry than like upset that you're leaving
that's
me.
True.
So if
then
I'm
it's
like,
not an
hey,
ego
fatty,
thing.
And she can be like, fuck you, everyone walks away, at least in somewhat of a better situation.
No, the hey, fatty thing would hurt my feelings more than anything.
Yeah, that's
I'd literally rather be called anything than
then
fatty.
You'd hate me. And you,
no,
and it's,
it would just deeply hurt my feelings, and then I could never leave you because my self-esteem would be so low.
Is that how that works?
That's exactly what's going on. I feel like, I mean, I do this too. I'll just be so mean until the dude leaves me, and it always makes them that much more desperate.
They want to fix the situation there.
Something about it just like makes them way more desperate. But I must be seeking guys like that too. So
do you play the long game too? Is that what you've done?
I have been in a couple relationships where it was like long, like we are absolutely done. And I went on for a long time afterwards being like, I just am too much of a pussy to pull the trigger. And eventually I did. It was never, I don't think I ever pulled off a full Feidelberg where she dumped me. But
that's never happened for you.
No, I think I tried, but it got to the point like almost like this guy, and I had to be like, okay.
Has it ever happened to you? Has a guy ever done the opposite to you?
I've been on both ends of this equation.
And how far into him being an asshole do you realize, oh, he's just being a fucking... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, when does the realization kick in?
Yeah.
I'll admit, I'm usually the one that gets dumped.
So you're doing it.
Yeah.
You're
like
being an
I'm,
asshole until they dump you.
Yeah, I'm either being an asshole until they dump me, or... Even though they're the ones being an asshole, like I eventually get dumped.
How long does it take you being an asshole for somebody to dump you?
Usually like a year and a half.
Oh my god, that's a long time.
That's a really long time, and I'm not happy either about it.
You know what? It's not easy
being
like the asshole.
I'm the king of like finding a reason, being like, ah, her dad just got laid off. I can't dump her now.
Yeah,
her birthday's coming up after that, and then it's Valentine's Day after that. It's like there's always gonna be something, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
a year and a half.
It's fucking Flag Day, you know. I can't dump her now.
Yeah, she likes to wave that flag. You know how she makes her so happy.
I don't
want to
ruin her Flag Day.
It's the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Yeah,
we can't break up today.
Oh, no, there's so much fun outside. Yay. Yeah, no. Oh, it's the first snowfall. Yeah, I got it outside. Yeah,
but
no.
Actually, yeah, like that, literally that.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
I can't do it.
So
here's the thing, because I've never pulled into my own driveway and seen my own car and thought, fuck, I'm home, right? Like, I don't like doing that. I don't like pulling into the driveway and being like, oh, that car's there. I guess I'll drive around the block for a couple minutes and see if that car is not there anymore, right?
Just like, waiting for that car to leave.
Oh my god, right? So like I don't want that to happen, so I like to get rid of them quick. I'm sorry, you don't? Does that sound high?
No, I think like objectively you're correct, right? Like you're only hurting yourself when you stay in this miserable relationship. And yet when I'm in it,
I just can't have somebody yelling at me because I'm smoking weed. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I still want my comforts of home. Because when I pull into my house, I'm like, that's it. I don't want to.
You
don't
want to feel like you're out of your
own
element.
I don't want to deal with anything else except for my house. And I do. This is what we do here. Mm-hmm. Here at my house.
I hear
a year
you.
And a half sounds crazy.
I mean, that's like, that's the whole relationship, though. I would say we're usually breaking up for about half of that.
Wow.
It's sick how many people will get stuck in a relationship mm-hmm. or allow themselves to be stuck or whatever when, like, both people on some level know it's over mm-hmm. and you just linger
and it rots
and it festers.
I stayed with a girl. When I was in college, I was so pussy whipped. I stayed with a girl. We hadn't had sex in like 6 months. This is college. And
it's
I would
a hot
go,
streak for me.
I would go to her house at night. And she just liked the way I rubbed her back. But she would never let me have sex
with
her.
Oh, my God.
And she Joshua.
Wait. She was fucking somebody else. Oh, and I just would not let myself believe it, right? So I finally, honestly, I had to walk up to them together and be like,
are you fucking?
Tell me you're fucking him. You got to tell me to my face or I'm just not going to get it.
Yeah, like it,
I was like,
I
I'm just, I was like, I'm just, I know it's happening, but you got to tell
so
me to
romantic.
My face. Oh, it wasn't that romantic.
I mean,
she drops like, this, she says this very often.
Like, you
like
were
sometimes
so
it'll be like,
dedicated to her.
Yeah, dedicated is not the right word.
It's you know, pussy whipped delusional. Like,
I was so obsessed, but I just needed to see the words come out of her mouth. While he was standing there.
Yeah.
And that brings us full circle back to JJO, because the last thing you want in your life is to be what you just said.
Yeah, dude.
And if you just sat at home jerking off, you'd be fine. You wouldn't be rubbing her back. You wouldn't be pussy whipped.
That was a good 6 months. Six months of back rub.
That chick had it good, man. She's
oh,
like,
she was
I
getting
got
fucked
this dick
by
over
somebody
here.
Else.
I got the back rub over here.
Yeah.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You know, when you're 20 or 21, like,
it's
you look
like,
back and you're like,
good for her. She can't knock the hustle. She had a good gig going.
She really did. I mean, think.
She found her mark.
Yeah.
she was like, that dude. Yep.
You know what? I'm going to get him to rub my back for 6 months. That'll be great.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Damn. You got friend zoned by your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Girlfriend zoned.
That's not easy to do, by the way.
It's impressive.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Impressively lame, Josh.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. So you said you're going to be in Orlando the next few days.
The 13th, 14th, 15th. That's tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday,
yes,
think,
sir.
Right?
At the Orlando Improv?
Yep. At the Orlando Improv. And then. ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates, and we're roasting Big Poppy.
That's right, in June. I was going to say
June 22nd at the House of Blues. We're
that's awesome, by the way.
If you can come up,
yeah, I'm going to try to make that trip. I think it's going to be great. Who else is doing it with you?
Well,
do you
okay,
know any
so
other guys
I,
on the
I,
dais.
I
so they
do
set
like
roast, right?
Bill Burr will be there.
Oh, nice.
One of the local guys, you know, who's super funny. You know who Lenny Clark is?
Don't think I do.
Super funny. We got the girl who came in second place on Roast Battle, Sarah Tiana, and she's ridiculously
is that the girl
funny.
We met at the Super Bowl? Yeah, she's cool.
She's super, super, super funny. Anthony Mackey. And then there's a couple athletes I'm not allowed to announce.
Got it.
But
and you're all going to be roasting Big Poppy as
at the
retirement thing?
Yeah, dude.
Very
and
cool.
And these athletes are going to be, they're top notch.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's a really
baseball
good
players?
One.
Football players?
One.
Basketball player? No.
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet.
You got to work on LeBron James.
I imagine basketball players to be the funniest out of all the athletes.
Baseball
probably
players.
Probably because they're mostly black.
I
do appreciate that logic. That makes a lot of sense.
I go
baseball. But knowing sports, I think baseball breeds like you're in the dugout busting balls and making fun of people
you're
and stuff
the,
like that.
It's spring
the
training.
Black logic really does hold a lot of water.
I mean, when you're standing in the outfield with six dudes and there's like one ball flies out there every like
you
3 minutes.
You
got to
entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Is there any sport that's dominated by Jews?
Chess.
Hollywood.
Bowling.
The banks. The financial system.
None of these are sports.
Slicing meat pretty thin. My people can do
accounting.
That.
Accounting.
Yeah.
Accounting. They crush
law.
That.
Oh, they do crush it. Yeah. We crush, and I don't, though. Are you surprised I'm not good with numbers?
Absolutely not. Follow him on Twitter at Josh Wolf Comedy. Go see him in Orlando. And if you're in Boston, House of Blues, what's the date on that?
June 22nd.
June 22nd, the roast of Big Poppy. Sounds like, if you're a Red Sox fan, that is like a must go.
Yeah.
So check all those things out, my man. Thank you as always.
Thanks, man.